With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump hoping a ceasefire between Iran and Israel will hold.
First thing this morning, the president expressed deep frustration with both Iran and Israel, accusing them of breaking their ceasefire.
You don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either.
He used an expletive to emphasize his frustration. But later, the president said the deal was saved. He posted on social media that Israel is not going to attack Iran. All planes will turn around and head home. Nobody will be hurt, he said, and the ceasefire is in effect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Senator Tom Cotton gives the president high marks for his handling of the crisis.
It seems that for the moment that the Ayatollahs are sufficiently cowed in fear of Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, as they should be.
The Arkansas Republican on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump going to the NATO summit in The Hague, the Israel-Iran conflict, the Russia-Ukraine war, and NATO member defense spending all on the agenda. From Texas all the way up to Maine, the heat is on. The National Weather Service's Dave Ross.
We get heat waves. Urban centers are more disproportionately impacted because of all the buildup, because of the bricks and the asphalt and the pavement. So the bigger the cities are, the bigger the impact of the people who live in the cities.
But with this heat wave, whether you're in the city or in the country, it's dangerously hot and very humid. Consumer confidence, measured by the Conference Board, tumbled this month, fell about 5.5 points from May, dropping to a reading of 93. Stocks, though, higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow's up 277 points. The Nasdaq ahead 209. The S&P better by 43 points. This is SRN News. Satanists are praising the governor of Minnesota.
A group called the Democratic Coalition of Satan Worshippers has placed a plaque in the state capitol building that thanks Tim Walz for allowing them to set up a display during last year's Christmas season. The plaque reads, quote, "We thank the governor. Satan has a special place for you." In fact, Walz issued a statement in 2024 saying he did not personally agree with the display, but he could not bar it on constitutional grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the House of Commons has approved an assisted suicide bill, England is preparing for the new reality. There is a possibility of legal challenge to the legislation, though. Opposition groups such as Right to Life UK and Care Not Killing say they are not giving up the fight. And supporters of the suicide bill say implementation will take 4 years rather than the initially suggested 2-year implementation period. This is SRN News. Efforts to dismantle the Voice of America continue.
A judge who blocked the Trump administration from taking that action now seeking more information from the government about whether it's complying with his order preserving the broadcast service. In a hearing Monday, U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth questioned why the government hadn't informed him of layoff notices that were sent to 600 employees of VOA and the federal agency that oversees it. But a government attorney says the agency has been complying with Lamberth's April 22nd order in, quote, good faith. Jason Walker reporting.
The body of the last person missing from a boat that capsized on Lake Tahoe in California during a sudden, powerful weekend thunderstorm has been found. That brings the death toll in that accident to 8. More details at srnnews.com.